Hey, greetings. This is Jim from don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you a unbiblical teacher's testing. Hey, Cornerstone Church, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, modern pastor Eric Davis tested to God's word. Yeah, I ran across this religious body because I found an article on the internet, Doing Church Away from Church Isn't Church, by Eric Davis. I wrote a rebuttal of that and sent it to him and also posted it on our don'tperish.com website under Spirit and Truth blog. So if you want to read that, you can go there. Decided to do a biblical testing on this religious body, and here is what we found. They are a church plant. They're church planters. Is there such a thing in God's word? No. Actually, there isn't. God grows and sets up his body. But anyway, if we look and do the testing of this particular religious body, what we will find is that they are not in line with God's true New Testament body. They are in line with man-made evangelical religion. And this is a problem. And the reason that we speak out is because we care about people and we want them to have the truth. We don't want them to be deceived and to fall into grave error. That's a shame before God and also in danger to people's souls. Now, first, we always use our biblical 10-point test. And when you test them against that, they fail in many areas. They have a modern pastor doing most of the teaching. That's unbiblical. They're feminized. They don't teach head coverings in biblical dress. That's unbiblical. They are building centered. They have a false gospel of Calvinism. That's unbiblical. So if you go to our website and look at the 10-point test, you'll see right there that disqualifies them. They practice pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that type of thing. Number two, Eric Davis has shown himself to not be a holy, set-apart Titus 1 elder. He is linked and hooked into the carnality of the world and things like that. So that's unbiblical. I mentioned they are Calvinists. Their gospel is not biblical, and they cling to the teachings of the murderous, hateful men of Calvin, John Calvin and Martin Luther. This is not good. I mentioned they're unbiblical because of their feminized ways, not teaching ladies to head cover or dress. They bring in false teachers like Susan Heck, who are feminists and don't teach the fullness of God's word. Again, Eric did an article about doing church outside of church is not church at all, and it twists what God's true New Testament called out ecclesia is versus what his man-made religious system is. They practice separated youth activities with youth pastors. That's not God's design, separating parents. Again, they keep pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. That's not of God. They teach the lie of pre-trib rapture. That's not of God. That's of man, just recently developed in the last 150 years or so. They teach and keep the ritual Sunday as the Lord's Day. That's a lie. That is not the Lord's Day at all. The Bible doesn't teach that. And Matt Mumma, their counseling director and one of their leaders, really shows he's worldly and carnal as one of their leadership because he's into, on his Facebook page, the rapper Lecrae, carnal rapper, rap music, no, worldly movies, and even the demonic Harry Potter series. So this is troubling. Is this holy and set apart? No. What this is another man-made evangelical system. And to roll this all together, what makes it worse is both Matt and Eric are graduates of John MacArthur's Master Seminary. You can go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog and see John MacArthur exposed as running a carnal, unbiblical, worldly university, not of God. So we do this out of love, and it's a redemptive thing. We ask people to test themselves and then repent and come out of all false ways. I did ask Eric and Matt to either expose John MacArthur and Phil Johnson for the many sinful carnal ways I have documented and sent them, or refute what I'm saying and correct me. Because according to 1 Timothy 5:21, favoritism, partiality is sinful. And if they stay united to those bodies, and they are, without calling out their sin or refuting what I'm saying, they're practicing partiality. They're not true men of God to be trusted with the truth. So go to don'tperish.com. Go to our Spirit and Truth teaching blog, hundreds of articles. Go to John 4:24 radio, hundreds of audios. Go to our unbiblical teachers testing and see Cornerstone Church tested, John MacArthur tested, Phil Johnson tested. All of this for the glory of God and to bring people to repentance so that they can be taken away from the danger of their sin that may condemn them, and God may be glorified. Thanks for listening. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.